But we are so grateful to be on this call this morning. I'm so thankful. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you love us and we have patience and mercy and everything for us today. But Father, we thank you because you first loved us. Please show your perfect love through us in some small way today. We have committed the golden rule to memory. Now let us commit to life. Help us to know the importance of your word as we walk through the Spirit at home or at work or everywhere we go. We love and adore you this morning, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Rowan Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the master's call. For the last 7-plus years, we pray for the speaker is going to download a word in the telecommunications sanctuary so we can go out and share with the whole world. Pray for every prayer warrior and guest that join us here on the master's call. We pray for Mother Oliver that her temperature go down. Lord, that she may go out of this hospital. We pray for the persons in the nurse's home. We pray for everyone that's in the hospital. We pray for the bereaving family this morning. We give peace. God, give you peace and strength. Pray for every person in North Carolina this morning for the flood that has not hurt any of us. It hit any of them in North Carolina. You the Son, you the Jesus, you love us. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
Good morning, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take away.
Okay.
Have an awesome day.
You have the same. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and starting our day off in prayer. We give God glory for you. And I want to say good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to my TMC family, to our telecommunications sanctuary. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Cynthia, say welcome to the Master's Call. Now, let me just share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so grateful that they said yes to the Master. And we're standing on the Word of God, which is Psalms 88:13, and it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we do have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website that you can go and look at your convenience. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll see that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, our theme for this year is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, many of you may want to be a part of this great ministry, and we definitely would love to have you. You could greet, as Minister Cynthia did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing right now. And then you may even have a word from the Lord to share, and you can do so by sending the information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, and along with your prayer requests and praise reports, if you want to send those, is info@themasterscall.net. Now, what started us off with this wonderful call almost 8 years ago was this phenomenal artist company. It's the best health and wellness company, and we are Artist Life. It started as Artist International by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago, and we are so grateful that God has bestowed upon us the greatest products on this side of heaven. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and I'm sure they'll be able to share more information with you. Now, we also have a new morning motivational call that's held right after this call every Monday through Friday, and They give vital information on the products as well as great information spiritually, because today is Inspirational Monday, where our very own Minister Cynthia Cox is speaking on that call this morning. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Now, if you need a bypass number to get on the calls, if you have PCS, Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Booster, that number is 716-293-9707. Now, another thing I want to let you know is that it is time is winding down for the wonderful event in Ohio that's going to be held this coming October, the weekend of October 5th, 6th, and 7th, and you definitely want to be in the place. It is the one of the greatest events that's going to take place. It's the regional, where it's going to be held at the Radisson Hotel at the Cincinnati Riverfront, and you fly into CVG Airport. You still can get your tickets for $39 in the back office, and just be in the place, because it's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal event where from Friday to Sunday morning, even where our very own Minister Kai Brown will be ministering on at the Sunday morning service. So get in that place. I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we have a phenomenal woman of God who has one of the sweetest men who God has blessed her with to come and give us a word on today. And I tell you, they've been coming with the power of the Lord resonating in their hearts and their minds, talking about fasting and praying. And I'm talking about none other than one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. She's a native of Monticello, Mississippi, who is a phenomenal woman of God who's been a pastor, who's been a counselor, who's been a mother. She is a mother. She is a grandmother, Gigi. And she is a woman of God who's gone from the United States to different parts of the world, serving as in the military, as an army chaplain, has been serving the Lord in every respect. We thank God for this woman of God who stands on his word, lives his word, and she definitely teaches his word. I'm introducing to some our phenomenal woman of God, our co-founder of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, out of North Carolina. Are you there, Dr. P.K. Patton?
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Brenda. How are you this morning?
I am wonderful this morning. How are you? God bless you, Dr. P.K.
Thank you so much. I'm super fantastic. God is good. I say good morning to my TMC family. I thank God for each of you being on here on this Monday morning. I tell you, we have a reason to get up and magnify his name each and every Monday as we are opening up the week. And I am so glad that God has appointed and anointed Pastor Vanessa and I, along with you, to do just that. I thank God for you, sis. I love you so very much. I thank you, Minister Cynthia, for opening us up this morning. And I absolutely am looking forward to hearing what you're going to say on the MMC this morning. You are phenomenal. Thank God for you. I want to say to you all, I ask you all to pray for my firstborn, Mr. Elisha David Roberts, Jr. We are celebrating his birthday. My daughter called and said, Mom, I'm so glad that you had my brother. You are a phenomenal woman. I said, boy, girl, you're supposed to be calling your brother, wishing him a happy birthday. She said, but I thought about you as a mother. That was a really wonderful call, you all. It's good to hear from your children when they are calling to tell you how wonderful you are as a mama. And so with that being said, I'm ready to go this morning. This morning we are so blessed to have my Oh, Lord Jesus, the cream in my coffee, first of all, the chocolate on my cake, my good friend, prayer warrior, good God of mercy. I do, as Minister Brenda says, God has blessed me with a wonderful, wonderful man who absolutely oversees and covers down on me on the spiritual side of the house. So he's going to be helping me. I heard somebody say, well, what is his name? It is Mr. Lester Wallace Patton. And we are going to continue with the series on fasting and prayer because, you all, I am so serious about getting the word out that this is one of the most powerful tools that we have in our arsenal as Christians, and it is the least used tool. And so I am asking you all to please help me to encourage others to fast, not for dieting purposes, but fast to get into the face of God, to hear what it is that he would have you to do and in fulfilling the purpose that he's called you to. That is the reason that we are continuing with this. That is the reason that we will continue with this message until God tells us to do differently. But he keeps impressing upon the both of us that we need to keep going on fasting and prayer, and that's what we are going to do this morning. We have been talking about Israel over in the Old Testament and the fact that we need to highlight the biblical characters who left us great examples on how to fast. And so last week we talked about those in the Old Testament, some of the examples, and we got down, and today we are going to start with the examples in the New Testament that was left for us to follow. You see, this Bible, I like the way Minister Bonita says it all the time. She said it's just basic instructions left for us on earth before Jesus went back. It's just basic instructions. And so we need to know that the Bible gives us all that we need to live the life that God would have us to live. So, babe, let's get started today with the New Testament. We are going to give you some examples over in the New Testament. Yes, some people say that fasting was just for the Old Testament believers and followers of God, but I want you to know that that is not true. That is an error, okay? So we're going to start off today with Luke, the second chapter, the 37th verse, which is giving us an example of a wonderful woman. So would you read that for us, sweetheart? God bless you.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Sister Vanessa, Sister Cox, and Sister Brenda. Good morning to you, ladies. And give Mother my regards as well, Sister Vanessa. We're going to start off with Luke 2nd and 37. And she says, she was a widow of about 84 and 4 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer, night and day.
Praise God. And her name was Anna. Anna, you all, this is just a wonderful example of a woman who was in the temple fasting and praying for the church, fasting and praying for the people of God during that time. And, you know, some of the single people will ask the question, well, what can I do? Well, I don't know any Annas today who go into the church and stay one day. I can remember when the Lord called me early on in marriage. Eddie was a little boy at that time. He was about 3 years old walking around. And the Lord called me to do a shut-in at the church. That was the first shut-in that I led. Yes, he was about, that's been a long time, over 40 years ago, that God called me to go in the church and stay in there for a week praying and fasting with Eddie. And David would drop Eddie off in the morning and pick him up in the evening and we would stay in the church, and I wouldn't eat. I would just pray and fast and watch Eddie right there in the church. The pastor allowed me to do it. I'm telling you, we were starting our church at that time. David, Claudia Copeland, who are doing a super fantastic job down in Texas right now with their creation ministry. But that is how God started me in prayer and fasting as the leader of prayer and fasting in our church. And you all have been going forth ever since. And I just said to my husband yesterday, and I asked my pastor yesterday, if on Wednesdays I can start coming back to the church on Wednesdays to do fasting and praying and counseling, providing, I've added a little bit more this time, counseling, a pastoral counseling for those who are in need of it. So you all, I'm telling you, this thing is very, very important for us to live the life of Christ. Now, that leads us into the next example, who is Jesus himself. Let's go to Matthew 4, 1 and 2, please.
Matthew 1 and 4?
Matthew 4. Matthew, the fourth chapter. This is where Jesus is given the example of his fasting and praying. Matthew 4, 1 and 2. You all, let me tell you something about Jesus. Every example that Jesus has given us is a wonderful example for us to follow. This is one on prayer and fasting.
Matthew 4, 1 and 2. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he afterward hungered. And the tempter came and said unto him, if thou, the Son of God, command that these stones become bread.
Hallelujah.
But let me tell you what he says, though. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Glory to God. Let me tell you one thing. If Jesus himself were tempted by the devil, after he was fasting, what you think the devil is going to do for us? So it's okay for you to be hungry. It's okay for you to feel a little thirsty. It's okay for you to feel a little weak. Hallelujah. Here's the example of Jesus himself. But after Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he became hungry. Well, I tell you that when God called me on that 50-day fast, I got so weak and I got so hungry. And I said, God, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure this is what you want me to do? But it was the direct result of me going on that fast was us being ready down in Hawaii for 9/11. That was a tough time for us, but God had prepared us for that. So when God takes you on a long fast, be ready for something big to happen in your life, either traumatic or something extremely wonderful, like a lot of souls being saved, a lot of lives being changed. You are absolutely ministering to many, many, many people. You all, we have so many sick people. We have the message. Everybody is not called to the same ministry. I'm here to tell you, I've not seen anybody as faithful as Candida Moses in giving the message of health and wellness in our today's market. So I'm telling you all, we have so many sick people who needs to hear the word that you can live and not die, and you can live healthy. Okay, so our next scripture is Matthew 6:16, baby.
Matthew 6:16. Just one second here. I'm looking for one scripture.
So Matthew 6:16 leads us yet into more information coming from Jesus, our primary example for prayer and fasting and living a life for him.
Matthew 6:16 says, moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites or a sad countenance, but they disfigure their face that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face,
that thou appear not unto men to say it, but unto the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeketh in secret shall reward thee openly.
This says a whole lot. Thank you, sweet. This says a whole lot here in this scripture. It tells us how to fast, when we fast, anoint our heads, hallelujah, so that when we go out, we not go out with the face showing, oh, y'all, I'm telling you, I'm fasting today. And you want everybody to feel sorry for you because you turned your plate down and you're a little hungry. You've already gotten your reward. You got it from the people here who can't do anything for you. But when you fast, get yourself up. Get yourself together. Go out looking and acting just like you are doing what thus said the Lord on any given day. But the most significant part of this scripture is the 16th verse when it says, when you fast, which assumes that the followers of Christ would indeed fast. It didn't say if you fast, ha ha, but when you fast. And I'm asking the question this morning, when do you fast? When do you fast? Some of you may be saying, Dr. Roberts, I really, really need some help with this fasting thing. Well, I want you to know that October, the last week, last 10 days in October, we are going on our final quarterly 10-day fast for the year. And we will be leading in that fast. And the last one was absolutely phenomenal. Everyone has been absolutely super fantastic. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this is going to be the 8th fast that I've led us in. And I'm going to check on that to make sure. It's either the 7th or 8th, which both numbers are absolutely wonderful. 7 would be ending the year and ending everything. 8 would be the new beginning with us starting and going into our 8th year with the call. Either one of those numbers are great, and I know it's one of the other of them. I just don't know which one right now. Okay, we're getting on through the New Testament because we have some good stuff on the other side. The next scripture in the New Testament, which shows us fasting, sweetheart, is Matthew 9:14. Would you take that, please?
Matthew 9:14. Then came to him the disciples of John, saying, why do we and the Pharisees fast oft, but the disciples fast not? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said unto them, can the sons of the bride chamber mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? Mm-hmm. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then will they fast. And no man putteth a piece of underdressed cloth up on an old garment, but that which is filled it up, taken from the garment, and a worse rent is made.
Hallelujah. There are three things that I want to say to you about this. This is just phenomenal. Number one, look at the discussion that is taking place here about fasting, which will let us know that Sister Charlie Lewis, let me tell you one thing this morning. Glory be to God. God wants us to talk about this fasting and prayer thing. God wants us to, nobody can talk and make you laugh like Sister Charlie Lewis when she is wanting you to do something that you don't want to do, like drinking that noni and getting up early and getting on the phone and talking when you don't want to talk, you know. She has a way of just pulling all that stuff out of you. Well, I want her to help me pull this fasting thing out of you all as well. Because there's a discussion here between the disciples about why is it that we got to fast? I mean, come on here, Jesus, why we got to fast? And so Jesus said, listen now, it's okay. Listen to me. I'm the bridegroom. As long as I'm here, I'm going to give you a little leeway with this thing. But once I'm gone, I'm telling you, you're going to have to really buckle down and you're going to have to fast. You've got to do this because fasting is the way that you're going to be able to strengthen yourself. It's the way that you're going to be able to be clear about your direction. It's a way that you can hear me speak to you. Not only is there discussion about it, God, Jesus gives directions about it, and he declares that the disciples would fast. You got to fast, he's saying. And finally, you all, let me tell you something. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. I want you as an individual to say, Lord, this is the relationship that I want with you, and I want it so badly that I'm willing to turn my plate down and hear what it is that you have to say to me as I step forward in you. We have, baby, just a few more minutes and two more scriptures. Let's go with Acts 13:2.
Acts 13:2, and as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. Then when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away.
And when Paul and Barnabas did what? When he fasted and prayed with them, hallelujah, bless the name of Jesus, laid hands on them, gave them their mission, and sent them away. That is what we are wanting God to do for us as we lay before him, as we ask and seek his very face. We want to, when we depart, we will know without a shadow of a doubt after the fast what it is that God would have us to do. There's something specific that God would have us to do to close out this last quarter of the year. We were just told last night, you know, now that we're up here in North Carolina, we watched the weather a little bit more, it seemed like. Babe came to bed last night. He said, they just said that we have a Hurricane Kyle coming this way, and that it is supposed to brush the Carolinas again with more water. And I said, oh, Lord, if anything we don't need is some more water right now, and it's supposed to happen this week. So what am I going to do? I'm getting out and speak to the atmosphere and said, Kyle, go somewhere else. Why? Because God has given me the direction that we can do just that. We have the power and authority to speak to the winds. Yes, we do. My husband is saying, baby, we got to close out. This is the very last scripture. You all, thank you for being patient with us. We know we went a minute over, but this is it. Acts 14:23, and then the next time we're going to go into the attitude of fasting. It's not a proclamation of spirituality, but it is an admission to God that we really need him. Baby, close us out with Acts 14:23, please.
Acts 14:23, and when they had ordained their elders in every church and had prayed and were fasting, they had commended them to the Lord on whom they believed.
Glory to God. As we close out today, we want you to know that this is not, fasting and praying is not a nice thing to do. It is what you and I are being called to do. Brethren, sisters, these things we ought to do because Christ has instructed us to do them in the New Testament. Would you come, Minister Brenda, and take us out of here, and I will come back and give the benediction.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. PK and Brother Lester, for that profound message this morning on fasting. Definitely an awesome series. I will call you back to close us with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer of our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father, for this opportunity to bow down before you and say you are our awesome God. You're wonderful in all your ways, and we thank you, Father, for love, peace, joy, and your precious Holy Spirit directing us and guiding us into all truth. We thank you, Father, as we hear about fasting, Lord God, that we will be doers of your word and not just hearers only, Father God, knowing that we will hear your voice clearer, understand clearer, and know, Father God, that the direction that you would take us is much clearer. We thank you, Father, for healing those that are challenging their health, Lord, Mother Oliver and Sharon Stowers, Brenda Malone, and so many, Lord God, that the Pastor Lavona, that some that's coming before my mind, Father, but you know who they are, and we decree and declare them healed by the blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Father, that it is done. You watch over your word to perform it. We ask you, Father, to bless those that are going through bereavement, O Father. We ask that you comfort them like none other. Put your arms around them, Lord, and let them know, Father, that you're still with them. And to remind them to be absent from the body is to be present with you. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are on this call this morning. We ask, Father, that you touch their hearts and their minds in such a manner, Father God, that they will see your glory in the midst, and that is your precious love. We give your name glory for all that you're doing. This man and woman who have given us and poured into us, Father, bless them tremendously in such a way, Father, that they will see the overflow like never before. We thank you in advance, and we thank you for doing it by the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, it's definitely an awesome message. Share it with someone. That number is 712-432-1085. PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And remember, the new morning motivational call is next on Inspirational Monday with our very own Minister Cynthia Cox speaking. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. Get yourselves ready to go to the regional event. It's going to be phenomenal. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. We thank God for you. And thank you again, Minister Cynthia, for seating and greeting everyone. Dr. PK, Brother Lester, you are definitely phenomenal. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
All righty. Thank you all so very much for getting up on a Monday morning to hear what thus said the Lord. And it is, fasting is not an option. It is definitely a command straight from Jesus Christ himself. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of us as we go forth today having a super fantastic day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bye-bye.